So good day, good afternoon, good morning, good night, good greetings to all of you, and as an introduction to this meditation, I think that Buddhist practice has a strong association with letting go. And for some people that's inspiring, for some people it's not. And then sometimes instead of letting go, teachers will encourage us to let be. And letting be is a kind of letting go. We're letting go of our ways in which we don't let things be. The ways that we want to fix them or push them away or let them go even, or hold on to them, or, you know, all the ways we get involved with what's happening. And letting be is a very important part of Vipassana practice, especially in the deeper, quieter places of meditation. But these two come together in a sense for the, I think very significant way. We have to hold these two together, letting go and letting be. And in this way, that we let go of what is unwholesome, unhelpful, and we let be what is wholesome, what is helpful. We let go of that which is interferes with our compassion, our freedom, our the best qualities of who we are. Whatever interferes with these best qualities of ourselves, we let go of that interference so these qualities can flow through us. And we let be those good qualities. And so learning to distinguish between what is wholesome and unwholesome and how to let go is part of this practice. And it's a little bit simplistic, but we can understand that in the teachings of the Buddha, what is unwholesome always comes along with craving, some form or other of compulsive desire. And that itself also comes along with tension, or contraction, or straining, or a obscuring of our wisdom, our connection to ourselves. There is a closing down that happens. That what is unwholesome is unhealthy in a certain way, or has a certain level of suffering or pain inherent in it. And as we get more sensitive in mindfulness, we recognize more and more that underlying tension, suffering, strain, pain that is in the unwholesome, the contraction, and we have a better sense, oh, this is what we let go of, that we let go of the tension, the contraction, the tightness that's around this, or the pushing that's around it. And what is wholesome has a flow to it, has an opening quality to it, has a sense of being nourishing or a goodness to it or a rightness to it that seems to flow and maybe sometimes, you know, maybe even radiate or glow, or it just feels like there's an ease to it and closer to happiness than to certainly pain and suffering. And so to learn to recognize those two and let go of the unwholesome and allow the wholesome. And those are the two very important movements of this meditation practice. And we can't always let go. And sometimes what's wholesome, especially if we let go in unwholesome ways, like we don't like something and want to push it away. And sometimes even with the unwholesome, it's best just to let it be, because if it really lets something be, then it lets go of itself if it's unwholesome. if it's wholesome, if you really let it be, it often can grow or expand or morph into something more beautiful. So letting be is often a wonderful practice to do, but at times it's quite appropriate to let go. And we begin the meditation that way by a version of letting go, which is relaxing, which is letting go of the muscular tension we carry. So, assuming a posture that allows you to be both alert and relaxed, and gently closing your eyes, and take a few moments to gentle yourself into your body, to gentle yourself into this living body that you have, to center yourself here in this body, as if the body is your meditation hall. The body is the location that you enter to meditate. And then taking a few long, slow, gentle in-breaths and long, extended exhales. Breathing in deeply enough so that you really feel your torso expand and stretch and really feel your embodied existence. And in the exhale, to relax and settle into this embodied existence. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And as you exhale, to relax the muscles of your face, around your eyes, your forehead, in your cheeks and your jaws, and maybe there's also a little relaxing in the mouth. Maybe if the teeth are touching each other firmly, can you let the teeth fall away from each other just a little bit? And exhale, relaxing the shoulders. All around the shoulders, a little bit around the curve of the shoulders into your lower arms. The shoulder blade area. And then to soften in the belly, and as you soften in the belly, simultaneously maybe you can relax your arms and your legs, a releasing of the holding in the body. And also perhaps relaxing any tension or contraction in the mind. And as you do so, quieting your thinking as if you have a volume knob and you can turn down the volume on your thinking, softening in the mind. And then as you're sitting here, is there anything that would be appropriate to let go of? It's not needed right now. It's not useful right now. And maybe even it's unwholesome. And chances are most of your thinking is not needed right now. Even if thinking is about thinking about good things, if we can let go of it, maybe then you can feel or sense something in within that's wholesome. Some embodied feeling of rightness or goodness. A tender care, love, warmth, a clear sense of honesty, honest presence with what is. And from within, what is wholesome? Becoming aware of your breathing. As you breathe in, allowing, letting be what is wholesome. As you exhale, let go of what is unwholesome or what is not necessary now. Just here. Quieting the thinking so there's a greater, almost embodied awareness of embodied wholesomeness. And if it's easy enough, letting go of what is unwholesome. And if it's not easy, let it be. That is similar to just leave it alone. Don't be involved. to let go or to let be. Which allows you to be more present here? To let go or let be? That is the question. And then the time comes when the question is, what to let forth, what to express and allow for to move through us. And the end of a meditation, and the end of any significant Dharma activity, there's an ancient, long-standing tradition to dedicate the merit. And for some of us, the idea of merit doesn't quite, it's not quite understandable, maybe. But the Buddha once defined merit as happiness. So to dedicate the happiness, dedicate the benefits that have come from our meditation together, for the welfare and happiness of others. To have a clear kind of opening and inclusion of the world, so that with all beings, may we live in such a way that the world benefits from us, and especially those who suffer the tremendous challenges of the African-American community in this country, the challenges of the Asian-Americans, the Native Americans, immigrants of all kinds, the poor, those struggling with drugs, poverty. The list goes on. May it be that our practice and our good hearts and the goodness within that we tap into, the wholesomeness, may we dedicate it to making this world a better place for all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings everywhere be free.